Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock and a free-for-all Freaky Friday. And, of course, we got the coaches' shows rolling. And joining us is Mountain Grove head panther, Brandon Rogers. Hey, Coach, how we doing, man?
Good.
Well, it's, what are we, week four? That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. It's flying by.
Well, last week, your Panthers picked up a nice win, and take us through that game. What did you see you liked? What did you see some things that you thought you might need to work on for this week four?
Well, 2 weeks ago at Eldo, El Dorado Springs, we went in there and got a good win. Didn't play our best ball game, but, you know, a win's a win, and you're just happy to – it's a long road trip, and glad to get home with a win. And then last week, you know, we went we had our first home game against Ava, mm-hmm. and Ava's a very good opponent. And, you know, we really didn't play that bad at times. We just had a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, and Ava beat us. So it's what it is.
Yeah, that's right. See, I was trying to overlook all that, Coach. I went back a week, but yeah, that's right. The conference started week three, and they are, you know, they're a good ball team. But I kind of following the score, it was I don't think the score is indicative of how the game was played. Am I right?
No, I mean I felt like our kids played a physical football game, brought a lot of intensity to the game, and there's a lot of ifs, but you know, with everything being said, I felt like that we, you know, we gave a good effort. You know, the score didn't really indicate it, but mm-hmm. we did.
And I mean, you're still a fairly young Panther team, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean we're starting a few sophomores and juniors, and we, you know, we lost a lot of experience from last year, so you know we're trying to get that back, and you know there's a lot of kids stepping into new roles.
What about your depth? How's that coming along? Are you starting to create a little more depth for this varsity team?
We are. We got some good depth. We got some kids that we rotate in quite a bit. You know, we're still trying to find our ways.
Yeah. I mean, that and having depth, you know, I mean, that is key, isn't it? I mean, having kids that can, you know, injuries or to give another kid a breather or being able to keep – you know, a stud on one side of the ball or the other. I mean, that is really a big factor into having a lot of success at the high school level.
Right. We're trying to play a lot of kids, you know, both on offense and defense. And, you know, with that, I think it's created, you know, a lot of depth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, got to keep pushing forward.
Well, Willow Springs, you're on the road. You're just going to go east on 60 a little bit. And, you know, they're struggling. But what are you seeing out of the Willow Bears so far?
Well, you know, they have struggled. But, you know, I think this game comes down to, you know, we got to take care of ourselves. We got to focus on what we do and make sure we're doing the right things and playing hard and playing physical. Mm. And we got to take care of our own business.
Yeah, I mean, because you the instant you overlook an opponent, that's when you get whacked right in the behind, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Willows, they do some good things, and we just we got to go out there and play good football and take care of what we should take care of.
You know, I know Willow is really, really young and inexperienced, but each week, you know, they've got one more week of experience. They've got one more varsity game behind them, and it's just it's a matter of time before they put it together, and all the Panther fans are hoping it's not tonight, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's anytime you go to Willow, it's going to be a good football game.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Well, everybody, head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers, and it's week four. I was, you know, I just tried to completely overlook that Ava thing because that's a huge rivalry.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coach Rogers, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.